In today's news headlines, President Trump's tweets may land him in trouble, as his repeated calls for the end of the special counsel investigation may be seen as attempted obstruction of justice. On Wednesday, even after reports suggested Robert Mueller was considering the president's tweets, Mr. Trump simply couldn't help himself and posted on Twitter, "Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is totally conflicted and his 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to the USA." According to AP, in obstruction cases, prosecutors have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a particular act got in the way of an investigation and that the person who did it intended to obstruct. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, dismissed the idea of, quote, obstruction by tweet. And when White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to respond during a press briefing, she said it was simply the president expressing his opinion.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening. Look, the president is not obstructing. He's fighting back. The president is stating his opinion. He's stating it clearly, and he's certainly expressing the frustration that he has with the level of corruption that we've seen from people like Jim Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe. There's a reason that the president's angry, and frankly, most of America is angry as well, and there's no reason he shouldn't be able to voice that opinion. We certainly think it should be completed. We'd like it to be completed sooner rather than later. It's gone on for an extensive amount of time. They've still come up with nothing in regards to the president. We'd like to see it come to a close. We've said that a number of times. So sure, we actually agree on that front.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president is eager to meet with Mr. Mueller for a personal interview. The New York Times reported on Wednesday that Mr. Trump has told advisors he is eager to meet with investigators to clear himself of wrongdoing. In effect, he believes he can convince the investigators for the special counsel, Robert S. Mueller, of his belief that their own inquiry is a witch hunt. Apparently, Trump's lawyers are worried he might also perjure himself. Now, Mueller's team appears to have agreed to narrow the scope of an interview and allow the president to submit some answers in writing. The trial of Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, began this week. Manafort is the first person to be tried as part of Mueller's investigation. His charges focus on financial wrongdoings. On day two of the trial, prosecutors apparently made the case that Manafort hid money from the IRS and used the excess funds to live a, quote, lavish lifestyle, including the purchase of a $15,000 ostrich coat, which has been entered into evidence. On Thursday, prosecutors are expected to bring up the accountants that helped Manafort file false tax returns for years. A CNN reporter on Wednesday asked White House Press Secretary Sanders whether the Trump administration condoned the treatment by Trump supporters of CNN's Jim Acosta at a campaign rally in Tampa, Florida, Tuesday night. Trump supporters chanted "CNN sucks" as Acosta attempted to file a report from the rally. This is Ms. Sanders' response.
We certainly support a free press. We certainly condemn violence against anybody, but we also ask that people act responsibly and report accurately and fairly.
No one was being violent last night in terms of hitting anybody, and no broadcaster was broadcasting state secrets. They were trying to do stand-ups at a public rally, and you had people trying to yell over them, preventing them from doing their jobs, and yelling that their network sucks on live TV.
Look,
does the White House support that or not?
While we certainly support freedom of the press, we also support freedom of speech, and we think that those things go hand in hand. Aisha.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding to a question about Trump condoning the heckling of a CNN reporter at his rally. In the wake of disturbing reports of another concerted effort by fake online users to try to influence the midterm elections, Republicans in the Senate have refused to direct extra funds towards election security. In a vote of 50-47, the Senate rejected appropriating an additional $250 million as an amendment to an appropriations package to bolster the security of elections. Only one Republican, Senator Bob Corker, voted for the funds. An appeals court on Wednesday has struck down the Trump administration's crackdown on so-called sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are local jurisdictions that allow police departments to not cooperate with federal immigration authorities. In line with his harsh anti-immigrant position, Trump directed federal funds to be withheld from sanctuary cities. By a vote of 2-1, a Ninth Circuit court has rejected that reasoning. Trump's Department of Justice responded angrily, with spokesperson Devin O'Malley saying the ruling would be celebrated by, quote, criminal aliens in California. Trump has drastically changed federal definitions of immigration law violations as criminal rather than civil acts. A protest against Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh resulted in 74 arrests at the Capitol on Wednesday. Hundreds of activists filed into the Senate office building and attempted to block senators from meeting with Kavanaugh as they prepare for a contentious nomination process. The activists stood silently in the hallway of the building, some holding up their fists. Defenders of abortion rights, LGBT rights, workers' rights, and climate justice have all urged senators to reject Kavanaugh, whose presence on the nation's highest court would tilt it dramatically rightward for a generation. The right-wing conspiracy theorist, radio host, and Trump supporter Alex Jones is facing a defamation trial by survivors of the Sandy Hook shooting. On the first day of the trial, which is taking place in Austin, Texas, lawyers for the family of a boy who was killed say that Jones repeatedly spread false stories on his program about the mass deadly shooting being some sort of elaborate hoax. Social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube have half-heartedly attempted to block some of Jones's work online, and the streaming music platform Spotify just announced it would ban some of his content. But critics say that's not nearly enough. The New York Times explains that, quote, many of Mr. Jones's bogus theories have targeted President Trump's perceived adversaries and reflect opinions held by his political base. And that last week, Mr. Jones broadcast a bizarre accusation that Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election, was involved in a child sex ring. A real-life child sex ring existed within the Catholic Church for years, and in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on Wednesday, Bishop Ronald Gaynor identified 71 clergy who were involved in the systematic sexual abuse of children. The bishop said their names would be scrubbed from all properties belonging to the church. His announcement was an attempt at preempting the release of a grand jury report on church abuses of children. There are currently 6 dioceses under investigation by a grand jury in Pennsylvania, and a report that runs nearly 900 pages long was scheduled to be released, but has been held up by challenges from some priests named in the report. The Pope has changed the rules of Catholicism officially against all uses of the death penalty. Pope Francis has spoken before of his opposition to the death penalty and issued a statement on Wednesday calling capital punishment, quote, an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. Meanwhile, a death row inmate in Arizona has just had his conviction for the rape and murder of a 4-year-old child thrown out. Barry Jones spent 23 years on death row for a crime he repeatedly said he did not commit. A U.S. district judge issued the ruling this week, saying that Jones's 1995 trial was deeply problematic, especially because of law enforcement's, quote, lack of due diligence and thorough professional investigation. Judge Timothy Burgess has ordered for Jones to be immediately retried or released. And that does it for today's headlines.